best part is right now, I can find like a four like little shit that I want, right? A lot of friends, some of them here tonight, a lot of Hollywood friends and stuff. A lot of my friends buy like a lot of material things, and I get it because we all have a need to fulfill. But I do like small stuff. I don't blow money on crazy stuff. Like I buy like stuff I couldn't afford in the 90s or my parents couldn't afford for me. Like for example, I buy a lot of Klondike bars. Because in 1992, my mom would not buy Klondike bars because they were too expensive. I'm talking about 92 back when like Red Lobster was fancy. Remember, like if my dad came home on a Friday night and was like, hey, get dressed, we going to Red Lobster. I'd be like, oh shit, somebody got a promotion. Let me go put on a suit. I'm going to throw on a suit real quick. Back when Red Lobster was fancy, I'm like, 1992, my mom would not buy Klondike bars. They were too expensive. However, she did buy those shitty ice cream sandwiches. The ones that were like 20 for $2. The kind that don't melt. What the fuck is this? You can leave it on the counter for 3 days and leave and come back. It's still the same shape. What the fuck is this? This is not ice or cream. What is this? Those two things get runny. Klondike bar, I'm telling you, like, that's the only thing in my freezer. If you came to my house and did not know me, you opened my freezer, you would think I'm smuggling cocaine. It's just silver bricks all the way up. And I'm a good host. You come to my house, I'll blow your mind. You might think you're a good host. Hey, you want water, coffee, tea? Nah, man, come through my threshold. Would you like a Klondike bar? And people get real weird. What do I have to do for this? That's when I get real cocky. Nothing. Sit your ass down, take that wrapper off, enjoy yourself. I've done the heavy lifting. I think the craziest thing I do now, which I never thought I would do, I drink sparkling water. I never thought I would drink sparkling water. Because I used to hate it. I hate it. I kind of still hate it. Because I think it tastes like flat Sprite. Like, I think that's what Perrier stands for. I think Perrier stands for flat Sprite. I also don't know French, but I don't know. Perrier is like, and I drink all of them. Perrier, Pellegrino, La Croix. Some people say La Croix, some people say La Croix. If you say La Croix, get the fuck out of this room right now. You have no class. I don't know. Perrier is my favorite. Because it's something, I don't know, something about that green bottle with that gold cap. Something about it. It's like people just treat you different. It's like a status symbol. It is. And when I say people, don't get me wrong. I mean 55-year-old white women in the airport. That's what I mean. Because I travel a lot doing this. And I'm in the airport all the time, and it's like, people just judge you. Especially as a person of color, I get judged all the time. But not when I got a Perrier in my hand.